Our final interview today is with one of the most influential comics of his generation, Richard Pryor. He started his career by imitating Bill Cosby, but he later said he knew his days of pretending to be as slick and colorless as Cosby were numbered. There was a world of junkies and winos, pool hustlers and prostitutes, friends and family screaming inside his head, trying to be heard. His comedy was filled with his perceptions about being black in America, and he was able to take his personal tragedies like his heart attack and transform them into comedy. Here's an excerpt from a 1978 performance.
Anybody here ever had a heart attack? No, motherfucker never admit they had a heart attack, right, Bill?
No, sir, I never did. I had indigestion one time.
I don't care what nobody tell your ass, boy. I was walking in the yard and somebody said,
"Don't breathe no more." I said, huh? I said, "Don't breathe no motherfucking more." You heard me. Okay, I won't breathe, I won't breathe, I won't breathe.
And I tried to ease a little air inside of my mouth. And I said, "Save, did I tell you not to breathe?"
You told me not to breathe, you told me not to breathe.
Well, where are you going? Why are you walking? Stand still.
Okay, I'll stand still.
Get your ass down.
Okay, I'm down, I'm down. Don't hurt me, don't hurt me, don't hurt me.
Shut the fuck up. You think about dying, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Why didn't you think about that when you was eating that pork, motherfucker?
Richard Pryor's performing career was virtually ended by multiple sclerosis, which was first diagnosed in 1986. I spoke with him in 1995. He was at the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. I asked him how much movement he has.
Well, I walked in here today, and I must say the guy helped me, too, walk up to this chair. But really, I didn't bring my wheelchair in today.
So you can walk?
Yeah, now. This lady, I think her name is Marie. She's my therapist.
Mm-hmm.
She comes 3 times a week.
What's the therapy like?
Oh, man. Some days, it's like, I don't feel good, you know? And so I don't want to do it. But she says, "Well, you have to do it." So 3 times a week, that's what I'm put up with.
Was it like moving arms and legs and things like that?
Man, there was a time I couldn't move any of them. I was in bed like that for a while. I couldn't move.
What did you do to pass the time while you were in bed and couldn't move?
Good question. I'm trying to think, what did I do? Oh, I remember I smoked some bass. No, I did.
Did you really? Or you?
No, I'm serious. And my ex-wife, Flynn, came to visit me, and she walked through my stuff. And she found it. And she said, "What is this?" I had a rock, you know. She said, "What's this?" And I didn't tell her because I was scared. And she said, "Is this dope?" I said, "Nah." I said, "Just looks like it, but that's not really." And she threw it out.
So have you stopped?
Yes.
Was there a turning point that got you to stop?
Yes. Well, it's called being broke.
Now, let me ask you an odd question. I mean, about freebasing. It's bad for your health, right? But, I mean, your health isn't good anyway. So would it being bad for your health not be likely to inspire you to stop? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You're making sense, is what you're saying. And if I was that type of person that made sense, I wouldn't be where I am. Because I never made no sense. You know, it was like, life to me was like, not supposed to make sense. Because, hey, it's, I don't care how you slice it, you ain't getting out alive. So enjoy as much as you can.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, some of the things you did were really self-destructive. The free bracing, the setting yourself on fire.
That was a definite.
Definitely self-destructive, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but you know, and it's the kind of behavior that you're warned is going, you know, to really kill you. And you survived all of that. And now you have a disease, MS, that has absolutely nothing, as far as I know, to deal with, you know, quote, bad behavior. Do you know what I'm saying? So it just seems like such an irony that all the things people warned you would really hurt you.
It was the MS.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with you getting MS.
No. It's just like God said, oh, really? Okay, here, boom. So try that on.
Well, do you think it's God punishing you for things you've done? Is that what you're saying?
No. Uh-huh. God don't work like that.
Yeah, so I mean, you could have lived this absolutely exemplary life and still gotten MS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a blessing, though.
Getting MS?
Yeah.
How so?
Because it pushes me forward. I'm going through the therapy, and I'm understanding some things about life I never understood.
Anything you'd care to talk about, or is that too personal to discuss?
There's nothing so personal as when you can't walk the way you want to, and then you have to depend on others to help you. And I go, oh, my God. And that's what it is. It's depending on people. And you have to learn to trust them, which is very hard for me. Very hard. But here I am.
You are so important to so many people. I mean, so many people have, like, looked up to you for so long. Do you feel that you have to try to handle your illness now as, like, a role model? Do you know what I mean? Like, when you're a public person like yourself and people are looking at you, do you feel like, yeah, that you need to do it like a role model? Not that you've been a traditional role model to anybody in the past.
It's like...
not that you've taught us to behave in socially accepted ways in the past.
Yeah. Hey, God gave me this, and I'm going to say this truthfully. God gave me just a little bit of it, you know? He said, so slow down for a minute. Take a break. You know, take a break and look at things differently. So I do. Rich is not a bad person. And this disease is just a disease. And I have it. So that's what I deal with.
So what gives you the most pleasure now? What do you enjoy doing the most or enjoy listening to the most?
I like listening to the Gypsy Kings and some Miles Davis. Some Marvin Gaye, and sometimes Mozart.
Do you ever listen to your own records or watch your own films?
No, but I have them. I have them. No, I don't listen to them. I keep trying to get a friend of mine to listen to this Lenny Bruce record I have. And Lenny Bruce, oh, it was something he did on his album. God, I can't think of it. Come on, Richard. That's what happens. Your brain goes like that,
mm-hmm.
And it washes away everything you were thinking about. And people stop paying attention to you. You know, you go, I had it.
I know you keep a gun next to your bed.
Yeah.
What for?
Because the boogeyman might come in some night.
Who are you expecting?
The boogeyman. I mean, come on. There's such terrible things going on in the world. People are crazy. They're serious about whatever craziness it is. And I don't want to be caught in no trap and not be able to get off one shot.
I mean, excuse me for asking this, but would you be able to even use the gun if you had cause to?
No. I think the hard thing I do is having to cock it. Because it's a 9mm, and the bolt is real hard for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll say, wait a minute, please. Just a minute.
Right, help me out here.
I'll be with you in a minute. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Richard Pryor, recorded in 1995. Here's an excerpt of Richard Pryor live on the Sunset Strip, talking about his trip to Africa.
So I went to the motherland. It was so beautiful. Just seeing black people in charge of everything. I'm talking about from the wino to the president. It was black. Blue black. Original black. The kind of black where you go, black. And it's great to walk down the street in Africa because every black person in Africa reminded me of somebody here. They did, man. I was like, that motherfucker look like Joe Frazier. I say, damn. Right, and he'd be the president of the bank and you go, that mother Joe Frazier. If Joe Frazier could see this motherfucker, he wouldn't come out of retirement. And you see, winos that I knew here, I see them in, they be diplomats and shit. Right, you go, Willie the Wino! That's what he's supposed to be!
Richard Pryor.